Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Matilda and Kate with your 8am Zlines.
A Queensland study has identified 25 genes believed to cause obsessive-compulsive disorder. The senior group leader at QMIR Berghofer Translational Neurogenomics Laboratory said the study has identified about 250 genes linked to OCD, including 25 they believe to be causal. Researchers compared genetic data from more than 50,000 people worldwide who have OCD with the DNA of about 2 million people who do not. QMIR researcher Professor Dirks said the next steps for our research team is to use these genetic discoveries to identify existing drugs currently being used in other treatments that may be effective for OCD patients, paving the way for more innovative treatment options.
Record-breaking floods have inundated parts of the Channel Country in southwest Queensland, but it's not all been bad news, as a huge number of baby pelicans have been a silver lining to come from this natural disaster. With 13 million hectares of country underwater, it's been hard to find an upside, but according to Operations Manager for Desert Channels Queensland, there has been a massive boost to the longer-term biodiversity in river health and bird life, with the Nowra Lakes teeming with pelican life.
In national news, almost 2,000 ballot papers went missing on election night, later being recovered from a poll worker's Sydney home. An investigation has been launched by the Australian Election Commission to explain how the ballots were displaced after they were not delivered to the Central Counting Centre. The results of the New South Wales seat of Barton were not impacted by the missing ballots, with Labor MP Ash Ambihaipaha still remaining as the clear vote majority. University of Sydney electoral law expert Anne Toomey said that the incident is likely to prompt a new inquiry into the Commission's transportation practices to ensure secure protection of votes.
In a bid to ease the tensions, wind farm developers WindLab are offering multi-million dollar payments to neighbours of their projects. As Australia's 2030 renewable target sparks a range of controversial projects, developers are trialling these payments for those who live near the turbines. WindLab is offering neighbours an additional $10,000 to $40,000 upon signing, $30,000 to $150,000 when construction begins, and annual payments of $10,000 to $75,000 for up to 35 years. Advocates say the payments will ease tensions, but others feel there is a long way to go before coexistence will be achieved. WindLab's senior community manager, Elliot Williamson-Bell, said payments will not restrict the recipient's right to voice concerns or oppose the project.
In international news, US President Donald Trump has announced this morning that the United States are set to release all American sanctions on Syria. The decision was made after US President conversed with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan discussing the economic sanctions which were imposed during the former dictatorship of Bashar al-Assad. The Syrian Foreign Minister Assad Shibani has described the announcement as a pivotal turning point for the Syrian people as they move towards a future of stability after years of destructive war. Trump will meet with the new Syrian leader Ahmed al-Shara in Saudi Arabia, making him the first Syrian leader to meet with an American president since 2000.
For your weather today, Brisbane is looking partly cloudy with a high chance of showers later in the day. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head over to 4ZZZ.org.au.